Okay, Rabbosai, we're learning Yerideya Simin Kuf Hei, and the topic that comes up is the sugya of Ila Agavar or Tata Agavar, which is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel in Psachim Ayin Vav. Although ordinarily when there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, the halacha by Isser follows Rav, nonetheless, over here, we're going to paskin like Shmuel. Rashi writes on the top of Ayin Vav and Psachim that we paskin like Shmuel because there are braises like Shmuel. So therefore, we paskin like Shmuel, which means that we paskin to Tata Agvar. There are some who understand that the din of Tata Agvar is based on the fact that heat rises. Zoso Meres, that heat rises. So therefore, Tata'a Gevar. Of course, that approach is slightly difficult because if that's the case, so Dafman Gut Fashtanin, you have to understand very well what would be the rationale of the opinion that Ila'a Gevar. Right? No one is disagreeing with the Mitzis that that heat rises. I don't think there was an opinion that heat does not rise. So what would it mean that there is an opinion in the Gemara, the opinion of Rav, that Ila Agvar? How would that work? So this is the Shaila that the Achronim address. Moreover, if the issue is heat, and it rises or it doesn't rise, so then what we really have to talk about is the relative amount of heat that I have, right? Or the relevant amount of substance that I have. It just doesn't make sense that we should say that, Lamaisa, it's all the same. That it's all the same, the relative amount should really matter if it's a din of heat rising, etc. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that taka the halacha is that ila agvar is only based on equal amounts of what we pass into tata agvar, or the opinion that ila agvar is only based on equal amounts of iser and heter, let's say. But if it's not equal amounts, or according to the Aruch HaShulchan, all bets are off. That's the shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. The pashtus is that this is not correct. In the sugya of Ila Agvar and Tata Agvar, there's an opinion that, remember, we're talking about the Korban Pesach, and the Torah says that the Korban Pesach has to be tzvi esh. Zoso meres, it has to be roasted by a direct fire. But if it's roasted or cooked and there's some liquid involved, so that's not considered kli'esh. That's the din in the Torah. So one of the cases in the Gemara is if I have a Korban Pesach and I put a smear of oil on top of it. Now the pashtus in that case is that the Korban is quite large and the amount of oil is quite insignificant. So how can you entertain the idea of Ila Agvar or Tata Agvar, like the Aruch HaShulchan says it, that it's only true with equal quantities? It's mavur in the Gemara, nitvi the Aruch HaShulchan. It's clear in the Gemara that we're talking about that the quantities are not equal. That's nikudah rishona. So therefore, what does it mean? Right? Again, the two issues that we have is that if the pshat is that heat rises, so then how could you entertain ila agavar? Moreover, if it's the din and heat rising, so we have to have a way of accommodating the fact that what about the quantities? It's not mistaber if I have a huge amount of stuff coming from the top, that the tiny amount of tata'a at the bottom would overpower that huge amount on the top. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's equal quantities, but mavor in the Gemara, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. Rather, the pshat in Tata Agavar is, and if you look in the Badi HaShulchan over here, Seif Katin Membeis, he he points this out. The pshat in Tata Gavar, which is how we paskin, is that it's a din in the Bliya, Zos Omeres, that the upper item weighs down on the lower item. And because it's weighing down on the lower item, there's more kayach from the lighter thing, from the lower thing, to raise up and create a bliya into the upper thing. That's the pashtus in the din of tita agavar. The opinion that ila agavar would say, no, if I come from the top, so then on some level, right, I have a greater impact on the thing that's in the bottom. There's also a shita in the Rishonim, the shita of the Rashba, that Ilah and Tata'a is not about up and down, rather it's about the davar, the thing which is in place, has greater influence than the thing which is at motion. Right? The Nafkamina is the cases that the Ramah addresses about when you have two things in the same keli, or side by side, no? Now again, it's a little bit hard to understand the tzir in these cases, especially according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, that that once you have something in the klisheni, it's, you know, like a klisheni, and klisheni is not mafot mavli, etc. So it is hard to understand the tzir, but we'll kind of ignore what the tzir of the case is. If you have two things side by side, so the Rash Bashita is that the item in place is considered the tata'a and overcomes the item in motion, which means that Ilah and Tata'a is also not based on heat rising. But if it's based on heat rising, so two things side by side, there's no din of heat rising. Another shita that seems to indicate that Ila'a Gevar versus Tata'a Gevar is not based on heat rising, etc., is the famous shita of the Maharshal that the Shach quotes in Se'if Katan Yud. The Maharshal Tain is that the only case in Shas where we... Hey, that got me really scared. That clock is 20 minutes fast, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's right on time.
It's like, how can I finish here, like, in 10 minutes? Like, I'm like, I feel like I'm 2 minutes in. So the teretz is that clock is 20 minutes fast. Maybe someone after shir should change it, because it would get the next person, like, a little bit scared. But the Maharshal is quoting the Shach Se'if Katan Yod, that the din of Ila'a Gevar and Tata'a Gevar is only relevant to two Eichlon. But if you have a Keli, so the Shach in Se'if Katan Yod writes that the Maharshal says that Maharshal Parakit Hanosha, Sof Simon Memhe, Parakoha Bosar, Sof Simon Samach, says, Nirabeina, the lesser high star clam, Achashal Hafti, Mikola Gadol, and this relay the Bekaara, she bas Yomer, Oseris Dover Ham, below Rotov, me Achasha Imba Plita Megufa, Memela Lo Shayach, Lememar Gabe Kaara, Okaf, Ila Otta Gavar, Kimishnemine Ochlim, Shetiban Leos, Kharvakam. Right? The Maharshal says that Ilah and Tata'a is not shayach by kelim. It's only shayach by ochlin. Now, if it's a din in heat, rising, falling, whatever it is, there should be no chiluk between ochlin and kelim. The teretz is, again, that the Maharshal is assuming that, what's it called? That it's not a din in heat rising, it's a special halacha in Beliyah. And if it's a halacha in Beliyah, so then we could say that Ochlim are Yoser Noach Levloa as opposed to Kalim. Kalim are harder, so Beliyah happens less easily. Ochlim, Beliyah happens more easily. It's not a din in heat, it's not because it gets hot, it's a special new halacha in Blia, and now Zachariah is going to try to prove why I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the Mashal, or at least the way I read it here, the saying is about Blia, is that he seems to think that food has the teva to cool off and heat up very
right.
easily, while a Kli, maybe, at least, it's says, he just says its teva is not that way, which means it's not so influenceable by other things.
But that wouldn't that mean though that if I have
so it's not about heat rising or but, not rising.
Yes, I agree. No, so Maharsha is not about heat rising and not rising.
Right, he's still very focused on presence of heat and heat changing.
Okay. But if that's the case, notice the Maharshal is making a categorical statement that by Kalim it's not Shayach.
Right.
Right? One should argue that if the Kali Taka gets hot, so then, right, the rules of Ilah Tata'a apply. But the Maharshal isn't saying that. Right? So, Lecha'ora, you get the impression from the Maharshal that Ilah and Tata'a is not a din in heat rising. That's a nekuda that we wanted to bring out. This Yisrael of the Maharshal can answer the Prima Gadim points out in Mishpatzos Zahav Mishpatzos Zahav Sifkat and Dalet on the Taz Sifkat and Dalet Divra Hamasko Hinei. If you remember, the Maharshal says that Kli Sheni not only is Boileya against the Mechaber and Ramo, say that Kli Sheni doesn't create an issue. The Maharshal says that not only is it Boileya, but Boileya Bakulo. And the Shach in the Kudus HaKesef says, how is that Shaykh, that it's Boileya Bakulo? Don't we know that Irui is only Boileya Kedei Klipa? So how could it be that Kli Sheni is Bakulo? That was one of the Shach's Tainas on the Maharshal. Zot the Prima Gadim. Maybe the Maharshal is what she tells him. Because the Maharshal holds, remember, Irui is based on, the Rishonim say, Irui is a subset of the dinim of Ila'a and Tata. Right? The fact that Irui creates Kedei Klipa is because that Gemara in Psachim, the Sugya of Tata'a Gvar, says that although Tata'a Gvar, but when you have Cham Elyon and Kar Tachton, so there's going to be Boileya Kedei Klipa, Ad Megar Iyafshar Delo Bola Porta. No, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. While it's cooling down, there has to be a little bit of Bliya, so Bliya is going to be Kedei Klipa. So the Dinim of Irui are modeled after the dinim of Ila and Tata'a. Well, if the Maharshal is correct, that Ila and Tata'a is not Shayach by Kalim, so what I had is Azoi. I pour hot stuff into a cold Kali. Right? So, what are you going to say? You're going to say there's Bliya. That, or you're going to say that the water in that keli is now considered a kedei klipa, right? It's considered like an iroi, no worse than, no better than an iroi, and therefore the kli sheni can't possibly be mavliya more than kedei klipa. The Maharshal is going to say that's not true, because once it goes into a keli, all bets are off. If all bets are off, according to the Maharshal, so then it's shayich that you can have bliya in a kli sheni bakulo. Right? Because I pour something hot into the kli. Right? You're going to say, you're pouring it into the kli, it's like an iroi. It's like an iroi, it's only kedei klipa. So how could it be that the stuff which is in the kli is now going to be able to be mavliya, the next thing bakulo? Right? That's the shach's taina. The answer is that the Maharshal is going to say that the rules of Irui, the rules of Ila'a and Tata'a, Irui, etc., are only shayach by Ochel on Ochel. But by Kalim, it's not shayach. If by Kalim it's not shayach, so then I could say, okay, all bets are off. And maybe when I have water that's in a Kli Sheni, because the Kli was originally cold, etc., so don't tell me it's going to be like a Kedei Klipa, that's a rule in Ila'a and Tata'a. But Ila'a and Tata'a is only Shaykh by Oichon, it's not Shaykh by Kalim. That is what the Prima Godim points out, that it could be the Shach is Ozel Lashita Seg. There are two Jews on my right side who both have their hands up. So who should I ask? So your right hand is up, your left hand is up. So there's Kadima to the right.
That goes the wrong direction. We're saying that Ochlin is easier for Blios, and now you're using that to say
the Bade HaShulchan raises that issue. In order to say the Prima Gon Shtikl Torah, you have to say Nisht Besser nor Anderish. Right? In other words, Kalim, right? I try to phrase it carefully. The rules of Ilah and Tata are not Shayach by Kalim Klal V'Ikar. And therefore, all bets are off. Now, we originally said, that Kalim are harder to be by Leah, which makes a lot of sense, or makes some sense. This way makes less sense, but at least in terms of structurally, right, once I'm not dealing with the dinim of Ilan Tata'a, so therefore I could perhaps answer the Shach's question, and that's what the Prima Gadim in Ostalid wants to say. Sir?
It might be the same question phrased differently. Just because the rules of like regular Blios don't apply, or regular Ilan or Tata don't apply, it doesn't mean that we throw logic out the window. No? It might be a little hard,
I think that's the same question as, I'm not going to blame Jesse on this one, Jeremy's question. I think it's the same, I think you're asking the same question. You're saying, like, there's a metzius, right?
I mean, is there a set of rules that we're assuming the Marshal is working with?
I don't know. I mean, the Bade HaShulchan assumes yes, and that's why the Bade HaShulchan doesn't like this Prima Gadim. But within the Prima Gadim, I think there are no sets of rules. I think we're saying that all bets are off. That's why I'm saying it's nisht besser nor anderesh. It's not better, it's just different. And once it's different, you could have lots of different rules. Okay. So that is the first sugya of Ila'a and Tita'a. At the end of Se'if Gimel, the Ramah quotes what he noted in the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe, the end of Sif Gimel, quotes from Mordechai in Perek Kol HaBosser, that Aser Lishpach Mikli Kosher Sheyesh Bo Shuman Kosher Latoch Ner Dolek Ubo Chelev O Shuman Trefa. I can't pour from a kosher keli onto a candle that has chelev in it. My chelev is treif meat. I have a candle which is burning. I can't pour something kosher from the kosher keli. It's kosher food, kosher keli. I can't pour it onto a candle that is based on chelev, that's fueled by chelev. And the Mordechai quotes this from a Mishnah in the fifth parak of Machshirin, where the Mishnah says, Hamare mecham lecham, Mitzonin Mitzonin is Tahor. Right, Machshirin is talking about Tum and Tahara. So Hat to Hat, cold to cold is all Tahor. Cold to Hat, we paskin is Tame. Right, that's the Tanakama in the Mishnah in Machshirin Parakei. Zok the Mordechai. You see that Zonim Latocham is Tame. Hu Hadin L'Isser V'Heter. Similarly, the halacha is for Isser V'Heter, it's going to be treif. So if I pour from a kosher liquid, from a kosher kli, onto treif chelev, so the kosher kli, right, remember, the chelev is in the candle, it's burning, it's cham. The kosher kli now becomes treif. Now, how come the Ramah says it's only treif lechatchila, it should be treif b'diyeved? So that's because of the next line, that the Isser v'heter ha'arach says, b'diyeved ein lachosh. Okay? And that's the pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah says you shouldn't pour from a kli that has shuman kosher into a candle, but b'diyeved ein lachosh. What's the reason for this din? So the Shach and the Taz seem to have separate, different reasons. The Shach writes that the Hevel is ole mehaner lemaila. That the heat, the candle is hot, right? and the heat goes up. That's what the Shach writes. The Taz in Isvav says that there's a din of chibur al yedei nitzok. Nitzok means that when you have a straight stream, so there's chibur al yedei the nitzok. This is a din that comes up, let's say, in the halachas of Yayin Nesach, right? If I have kosher wine that pours in the direct stream into treif wine, so the iser shoots up. Usually things go down, but nitzok means it's going to go up, and therefore the wine up on top can become treif. So the Shach is saying it's alts dinim of heat. The Taz is saying it's alts dinim of nitzok. Reb Chaim Kohn in the Badei Ashulchan of Vasar B'cholov, page 208. He points out that this seems to be a machlokes between the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah and the Rash in the Perish HaMishnah. The Rambam writes in Machshirin, in Perakei, you'll get there. So the Rambam writes that Mitzonin Lacham is Tomei, Zok the Rambam, Shahatachdon Hacham, Mezi'a. That there is hat zeya, right? And therefore it is mitameit, like we see earlier in Perek Beis about zeyas hamerchatz. That's what the Rash writes. I'm sorry, I read the wrong column. That's the Rash's pshat. The Rash says that the heat goes up. The problem is, and then the Rambam writes, the Rambam argues on the Rash for Pashtus, the Rash says the heat goes up. The Rambam writes that it's a problem because the Amud HaMashke is Nikra Nitzok, and therefore, right, Nitzok creates a problem. Now, the Tosfos Yontiv on the Mishnah already points out that if you read the Rash, he begins, he's maschil with chimum, but the last line he says is misarev benitzok. And if you read the Rambam begins with some sort of nitzok, and he says afterwards, amud hamashka sheyikarei nitzok yischamein. Right? So it's hard to really say that there's a machlokes over here. There are two possibilities, but at least on the daf of the regular Mishnayos, both the Rambam and the Rash are saying both possibilities. The Prima Godim Taka over here in Mishpitzos Os Vov, the Prima Godim quotes, look in the Rambam and the Rash in Mishnah Perakei of Machshirin. Yera Eli de'in kan machlokes. Right? He wants to say that there's no machlokes at all. Probably, like we're pointing out, it happens that if you go into the other Mishnah, you saw the Bar Tanura only says the word nitzok. The Bar Tanura does not use the word chimum at all. And what Reb Feivel is pointing out on page 208 in the Badei HaShulchan is that conceptually these seem to be two different yesodos, even though the many Rishonim are connecting them. But we have to figure out which one is primary. Is it because the heat is the chibur? Or is it because the nitzah is the chibur? The stream is the chibur. There's another Mishnah Perek Beis of Machshirim about the Zeyas HaMerchatz, the heat from a Merchatz. So the Mishnah writes that the Zeyah of a Merchatz Tomei is Tomei. Zeyah of a Merchatz Tohar creates Kiyutan. Kiyutan means that for a Peri, let's say, to be Mekabel Tumah, it requires Hechshar Mekabel Tumah. And if you have Zeya from a Tahar thing, it is Machshir. Zeya from a Tame thing is going to be Metame. That's a din in the heat. And that halacha is one of the big dinim in Simin Sadi Beis. In Sadi Beis if Ches, you have a case of a milchiga frying pan, or a frying pan, I should say, with milchiks in it, that you put tachas kederish al basar. So the zeya is ole v'nivla v'kedera v'oisrasa. The heat goes up. The heat goes up. This is the shaila with our ovens. Now, to use the same oven for milchiks and fleishiks, so we're nervous about the zeya that went up. If the zeya goes up, and the zeya of milchiks is milchig, and the zeya of fleishiks is fleishik, so then I could have a concern. We'll have to talk about this in greater detail when we learn Sadi Beis. But I could have a concern that the milchiga steam on the top of the oven will come back down onto my fleishig food that's being cooked and will shrafe up my fleishig food. Right? The makar hadavar of Tzadi Beis Eisches is also a Mishnah in Machshirin. That's the Pashtus, and that's what the Vilna Gaon is mitzayin. It's a Mishnah Machshirin about Merchatz Temeya. So, the thing is that in Kuf Hei, I'm talking about a stream that goes from an upper keli to a lower keli. And the Shailas, is that a din of Nitzayk, or that's a din in Hevel, or the heat? In Sadi Beis, it certainly is a din of the heat. But in Sadi Beis, the pshat is that you have a machvas of cholov, which means you have a lot of steam that's going up. In Kuf Hei, the pshat is I'm pouring from an upper keli onto a candle. There's not that much heat from the candle, right? So that's a shayla. We pask in l'chatzchila, it's a problem, but the evidence is okay. In Sadi Beis, we mamish say it's usser, because Tzadi Beis is talking about a different scenario where there's a lot of heat. There's a lot of milchiks in the pan. Yes?
Is the reason why you wouldn't necessarily want to rely on heat tilk alone is because the halacha of tzonin and tzonin is fine.
The halacha of tzonin and tzonin is fine, yeah.
Clearly heat plays a factor.
So, tzonin and tzonin is fine, and a chanami, and cham, and cham, and cham is fine also. So like, it could be that cham and cham is fine because a dover cham is unable to be bolea. Since it's giving off heat, it doesn't have the ability to receive the stuff, or it's ki'ilu that the stuff that goes up is like it gets burned on contact. If it's steam, so the steam goes up and is burned on contact, and therefore, right, cham l'tay cham is going to be okay. Tzonin l'tay tzonin is going to be okay because the assumption is that klapei the dinim of tuma, it has to be some sort of nitzok with heat. Again, which sounds like we are merging these two perushim. It's hard to say that without merging the two perushim, it's hard to learn the Mishnah. If that's the point that you're making, I agree. The Yad Avram over here on this din in Kofesef Gimel, he says, well, ain lochosh b'di'eved, because the iser based on the lahav haneir, is going to be a less serious situation than Sadi Beis. That's what the Yad Avram says, which is basically the point we were trying to make. Okay. But l'chala pachos, when they have a little bit of heat at the bottom, so we paskin that there is going to be some sort of chibur. Right, Sadi Beis might be talking about a case where there's a ton of steam, but Kopei, there's a little bit less steam. Nonetheless, l'chatchila, I shouldn't do it. If you have an urn, and my kids like these hot cocoa packets. The hot cocoa packets are mamish milchik, no? The good ones, the powerful ones, but they're like, they're puzzle, right? So you have the hot cocoa packets, you pour hot water from your urn. If you're nervous about this din of nitzayk, so then your spigot of your urn became milchig, and therefore, right, you shouldn't lechatchila use it, right? So it's a cham lacham. I don't know if it's cham lacham because my spigot of my urn is cold. My urn itself is hot, but my spigot is cold, right? That minute that's going through, I don't know if it's enough time to heat up my plastic. I don't know if it's there for enough time. So it's cham at the bottom, sonin at the top. So the Bible says, don't use the urn onto a milchig cocoa. Give you another scenario, cholent. Sometimes your cholent begins to deplete. And what you do is you add hot water to your cholent. If I'm nervous about nitzok, remember, nitzok is just a little stream, as opposed to Sadi Beis, where there's a huge amount of steam that's coming up. I take off my pot of, the cover of my pot of cholent. So let's say I took it off a minute before. Now there's not a lot of steam coming up. Then I have just one stream of hot water comes down. So then I could say that there's a din of nitzayk, and I shouldn't use it lechatzchila. I shouldn't my lechatzchila, the urn, my chaynik, my. Whatever, what do they call it? My pumpat, right? So lechatzchila, it's going to become milchik or fleishik, depending on what you put it in. Reb Feivel goes a step further. He says you shouldn't even take hot water from the urn and pour it onto a milchik cup with no actual milchiks in it. Because he says, we don't see a chiluk in the dinim of nitzel, chimum, whatever. Right, we don't see a chiluk between whether there is actual be'en of milchiks or it's just a milchik cup, and therefore, right, it would emerge that you need a chumra, guys. You need separate washing machines, milchik and fleishik. No, you need separate freezers, alt kavush. I think this was, and you need separate urns, separate chayniks. Because lechatzchila, right? You're nervous that nitzayk, right? This is already a serious matter. So the Megillah Sefer comes to our defense, and the Megillah Sefer argues that the case in the Ramah, based on the Mordechai, etc., is you have real iser. You have Chelev of Isser. He argues that this din is going to be something like a Nat Bar Nat. Nat Bar Nat is, let's say, I have the fleishiks in the, right, let's say the Badi HaShulchan's case. I have a fleishik cup. A milchik cup. It's right now, no milchiks in it. So in that case, right, for sure, that's going to be a nap bar nap. You have the tam in the cup. It's going to go into the water and go up. right? That's tam rishon in the cup. From the cup into the stream of water is going to be tam sheni. So that would be nat bar nat. And therefore, nat bar nat is going to be okay. And nat bar nat is going to be okay. That's what he argues. Let me just finish the thought, Michael. He then says, well, maybe, even if you mamish have iser, even if you mamish have milchiks, so the din is also based on some sort of nat bar nat, and the Rama only asers when you have an iser be'en, right? That's his case. You have chaylev that's burning. So maybe, in this case, it's going to be okay. In Sadi Beis, we have Zeya Meruba. So Zeya Meruba from Cholov has a din of Cholov. But the tiny bit that comes up with the one stream of water onto the candle, that tiny bit is not going to aser unless even Lechatchila, right? Ramon Kufay is Lechatchila. It's only going to be a problem even Lechatchila when it's a davar shel iser. That's what the Megillah Sefer says on page 208, because l'cha'ira, it's a din of nat bar nat. It's not really a full-fledged problem, right, against the Badei HaShulchan, and therefore he argues you're allowed to use the same chaynik to pour hot water into your chalent as you are to pour on your hot cocoa, even if there is be'en in your chalent. There should be. Good chalent has meat in it. So therefore, he tainas it's going to be okay. Michal, you had a comment? You had a comment before? No? Okay. I'm just stretching. Yeah, Zachariah?
I think it's kind of like more of a question on practical, though, that sometimes when you're pouring like a lot of hot water, maybe it's very tall glass, like, sometimes there is a lot of steam.
Right, so if there's mamish a lot of steam, so it could be that's the case in Sadi Beis. It's like if I take off, that's the way I phrased it, if I take off the cover from my chalent and I pour the water right away, so top of there's a lot of steam that's coming up, right? So then that would be a Sadi Beis case. But if it's a little bit of steam, so then it's going to be, that's going to be okay. That l'cha'ira is what emerges. Yeah?
So in that case, like let's say you open up a chalent pot and the urn is there, so the spigot becomes
Fleishik.
So then what would happen later?
Yeah, so what's going to happen later? So if it's going to be, what, Ben Yoma, within 24 hours I use that hot water urn for the chalent and for my cocoa, it could be it becomes treif if you take a Reb Fievel Cohen thing seriously, but it only becomes milchik l'chatchila. It only becomes fleishik l'chatchila. So l'chatchila, I shouldn't use it. Or l'chatchila, right? That's what we said, that l'chatchila, I should have separate urns and milchik and fleishiks according to Reb Fievel Cohen. B'diyevet, it's going to be okay because the Isra V'Heter says that this whole issue is only by machshirin, by tuman tahara, not by tarfus. And let me just finish the thought. Look in the Bi'ah Hagra Oschaf Aleph. Gra writes that the Mishnah in Machshirin, etc., v'hu adin l'inyan iser, etc., u'beperish maharai in Simin Kuf Gimel Sasar Devarav, the Trimas Hadeshen contradicts himself, and he says that this din is only true by Tum and Yayin Nesech, which is totally in Negiyah. But by other Isurim, it's totally in Bliyah. And that's what we say, B'diyevet, it's okay. Meaning, B'diyevet, it's okay, because we assume that Nitzok means that like there's Negiyah, like you're touching this to this. Right? But Bliyah is never going to happen. Ayidei Nitzok. That's the way the Trumas Hadeshen says it, that's quoted in the Gra. So B'diyevet, it's okay, because this din is true only by Yayin Nesech and by Tumah, which are totally in Nitzok. In Hilchos Pesach, So you have a whole sim in Tov Mem Dal about Erev Pesach Shechali Yis B'Shabbos. So Erev Pesach Shechali Yis B'Shabbos, the minig is that you cook only Pesach Dek food. So Bizman has said we have advantages that we have plastic kelim. So you use your Pesach Dek pot and you pour your Pesach Dek food into your plastic dishes and all is grand. Right? But let's say I'm not using plastic. Right? Let's say I'm pouring my Pesach Dek food into a chametz keli. So in many of the svarim, the Erev Pesach Chayes B'Shabbos svarim, they quote that the Chuk Yaakov is machmir, that your Pesach Dek pot becomes chametz by pouring it into a chametz plate. Because the nitzayk is going to have it go up, and chametz is aser b'mashehu, they're assuming that the tzushtel, the connection between machshirin and yayin nesach, is not just a tzedin in yayin nesach, but any iser mashehu is going to be a problem. And that could create even a problem b'di'evet. In Rabbi Bleich's, every year, like we have Erev Pesach Chalias for Shabbos, they come out with like 1,000 little books. So many of the books are machmir for the Chuk Yaakov. The Taz disagrees with the Chuk Yaakov. The Taz says that's not a problem because the Taz, I guess, is feeling that this din might only be Yayin Nesach is very chamor. Perhaps it's even more chamor than chametz in this sense. It's unclear what the din of chametz is. That's Machlokes Chuk Yaakov and Taz. Right? And that's very relevant for this sugya. Can I cook Pesach Dik food and pour it into my chametz Dik dishes? And then Pesach Shechali Yis B'Shabbos. These are some of the ha'aris we wanted to make. Again, l'cha'ora, it should be okay, because Pashtus, the din of Nitzok, is only formulated by Tumah and Tahara and by Yayin Nesach, maybe not even by Chametz, although the Megillah Sefer is uncertain. He says maybe because there's an Isser Mashu on Chametz, so maybe we're more machmir. Questions, comments, observations? Okay, Chevra, have a wonderful day. Zayge Benjamin.